This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Triple M, everything Limestone Coast.
With the latest Limestone Coast news, I'm Katja Rose Mollis. CFS crews in Millicent will be headed to Melbourne at the start of September, working to raise awareness and funds for Lifeline and the Black Dog Institute. Our local crews will be decked out in 25 kilos of breathing apparatus and gear, climbing 28 floors of the Crown Metropole Hotel. Officials will hope to raise $700,000 this year for support services, funding research, removing stigmas and raising awareness. Wattle Range Mayor Peter Gandolfi is expected to be at the Wock Wine Cutting opening today, officiating a ceremony to officially reopen the public viewing platform. The platform has been closed since 2015 after an inspection highlighted a number of structural concerns. Chairman of Regional Express Lim Kim Hai has thanked their airline's pilot group for accepting last-minute call-outs to help retain services during the acute pilot shortage that's hitting all regional operators. The comments come as the Rex Group announced a profit before tax of more than $25 million for the 2018 financial year. The Mount Gambier reuse market preparations continue this week as officials continue sustainability efforts throughout the region. The Independent Learning Centre is already in use. Environmental Sustainability Officer Aaron Izzard says we should always make an effort to separate plastics and recycle.
You know, so people might put their recyclables in plastic bags because it's convenient, but when that gets to the recycling centre, they don't have time to open the bag and sort the contents out, so they'll just basically pick up the bag and send it to the landfill, just because they have, you know, they've got tons and tons of it coming through at a time, so they have to do it efficiently. So things like that. So I encourage people, you know, don't put your recyclables in plastic bags, just have them loose in your recycle bin.
Now to sport. Narracourt player Fraser Day has faced an independent KNTFL tribunal, issued with a four-match suspension for charging an opposition player in the last minor round game. Day was reported and red-carded on August 18th after running into Panola player Simon Birkenfeld, according to the Narracourt Herald. The tribunal rated the offence as careless rather than intentional. That's the latest in your Limestone Coast news and sport.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic Hits 963 Triple M.